aren't they wonderful? They're so good. Thank you. So welcome to our Christmas pageant. In celebration of Christmas, we all embrace the sights and sounds of the season. Gift-giving, caroling, honoring family traditions, and participating in inspiring programs such as the one you're about to see today. But in the midst of it all, there is one message that most importantly is the cornerstone of our unity teachings, and that is we all are of God. We are all given the inherent birthright, like Jesus, of the Christ light in each and every one of us. It was prophesied hundreds of years before the birth of Jesus in Isaiah 7:14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. Let us pray. O Emmanuel, let us remember who we are as children of God. And as those children, we embrace that we, as you, all are holy. Amen and amen.
Today's pageant, the Nativity Story, is a merging of Gospels according to Matthew and Luke. The readings you are about to hear are a metaphysical interpretation of not only the birth of the Christ child Jesus, but also the birth of the inner Christ child, the inner light in all of us. Since this story is also our story of inner spiritual awareness, Rob, our music director, will be asking you to join us in singing some of the Christmas carols to enhance this magical, metaphysical Christmas story. So let us take you back over 2,000 years ago to the town of Bethlehem. Maybe touch your inner souls as you reflect on the birth of the Christ child so that you may be renewed and inspired for a greater spiritual wisdom and understanding.
A candle has been lit for the setting of our story, the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. Bethlehem symbolizes the house of divine substance, the core of our being, centered in love and wisdom. It reminds us that God lovingly provides us all that we need for an enriched, abundant life. Bethlehem has no boundaries, no walls, yet it provides our strength and fortress, allowing us to open and receptive to all of God's goodness.
Please join us as we sing the first two verses of O Little Town of Bethlehem, number 273 in Wings of Song, number 273.
Lit for Mary. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town in Galilee named Nazareth. There lived a girl named Mary, engaged to a man named Joseph. The angel Gabriel said to her, "Peace be with you, the Lord is with you and has greatly blessed you. Mary was surprised, but the angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. God has been gracious to you. You will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus." Mary asked, "How can this be?" The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will be with you, and God's power will rest on you. For this reason, the Holy Child will be called the Son of God." Mary was afraid, but had faith and love in God and did as she was told.
I am Mary, mother of baby Jesus. I represent divine love and faith in our souls.
A candle has been lit for Joseph. Joseph was engaged to Mary, but soon heard that Mary was expecting a baby. Now, Joseph always was a man of proud character and did what he felt was right, so he was fearful to take Mary as his wife. However, one night the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Joseph, descendant of the house of David, do not be afraid to take Mary to be your wife. The Holy Spirit is with Mary, and she will have a son, and you will name him Jesus." All this was true to Joseph through a long prophecy that a young woman will have a son and name him, and his name will also be Emmanuel, which means God is always with us. When Joseph awoke, he married Mary and was told by the angel of the Lord.
I'm Joseph. I take care and love Mary and Jesus. I represent love and peace that unites us all as one family.
A candle has been lit for the donkey. Now it came to the time before the birth of Jesus that the Emperor Augustus ordered a census to be taken in throughout the Roman Empire. Everyone went to register himself, each to his own hometown. Joseph traveled with Mary from the town of Nazareth to the town of Bethlehem in Judah, the birthplace of King David. Joseph went there because he was a descendant of David. Mary rode on a donkey, and it was his powerful strength that carried Mary all the long journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem. The donkey represents the power and strength of the Christ light within us to do all that is divinely inspired for us to do. When Mary and Joseph arrived at Bethlehem, there was no room for them at the inn.
"I'm sorry, but we are closed, but the manger is free and warm and safe, and the animals are friendly."
A candle has been lit for the manger. While Mary and Joseph were in Bethlehem, the time came near for her to have her baby. She gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in the manger among the friendly animals. As a container of food for the barn animals, the manger symbolizes our human form. With our bodies, as our holy temples, we create and bring forth all the God's love and wisdom out into the world for all to see.
A candle has been lit for baby Jesus. Jesus' birth represents the loving life of God in each one of us, the Christ light that always shines in and through us. Our birth enlightens the beginning of new spiritual ideas that come from the divine. The Holy Child is the Christ within you and the hope of glory.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing.
For the shepherds. There were shepherds in the part of the country who were spending the night in the fields, taking care of their flocks. They are perfectly in tune with their physical and spiritual selves as they protect their flock. The shepherds are our gentle keepers in the night. They listen with an open heart and are grateful and receptive to the message of the angels.
I am a shepherd. I symbolize the strength within my soul and heart to take care of God's flock.
A candle has been lit for the sheep and all the other animals. According to Luke, Jesus was born in a manger in a stable surrounded by animals, who, like humans, knew that something very special was happening. The animals represent our human traits, remind us that by making positive choices, our inner nature will be enhanced spiritually. The animals also represent the peace and harmony of God.
I am the sheep. I represent courage, obedience, and honesty.
Please join us as we sing the first three verses of the first Noel, number 267 in Wings of Song, 267.
of the Lord appeared to the shepherds, and the glory of the Lord shone over them. The shepherds were terribly afraid, but the angel said to them,
A Savior was born in the town of David, and is Christ the Lord. And this is what will prove it to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothing, lying in a manger.
Angels are special symbols for Christmas, as they are seen playing their harps and trumpets as they joyfully praise the Lord.
Glory to God and peace to all.
Star, I light the way for all to see with spiritual eyes and understandings. I also represent the Christ light within you.
A candle has been lit for the star. When King Herod had sent wise men to go to Bethlehem in search of the special child that was born, as they left, they saw a brilliant star in the east. When they saw it, they were happy and overfilled with great joy. According to ancient astrologers, stars symbolized divine ideas from God. The star was ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was sleeping. The Christmas star is very special because its divine ideas of truth lead to greater spiritual understandings.
Please join us as we sing the first two verses of We Three Kings, number 281 in Wings of Song, 281. Notice the second verses on the second page of the song.
No.
And our last candle has been lit for the gifts that the wise queens brought to baby Jesus. When the wise queens saw the star stop over the place where Jesus was, they went inside and saw the child with his mother Mary. They knelt down and praised him and brought out their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh and presented them to him. Because the wise queens were in tune with their spiritual intuition, they were the only ones who could see the star. We too can see the star by our spiritual intuition, and when we do, miracles will truly happen. The wise queens brought gifts that symbolize all our inner divine qualities given to us at birth. We express deep gratitude for these gifts as we praise the Christ born in each one of us.
Emmanuel, I bring you gold.
Prince of Peace, I bring you frankincense.
O Holy One, I bring you myrrh.
As further prophesied in Isaiah 9, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and all will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. May you go in peace and be enlightened today with grace and truth, and that this pageant has enhanced how this inspirational story is your story, the uplifting spiritual journey of your soul. Amen and amen.
Shout.